A 10-minute rechargeable bus is turning heads nationwide. It rolled into Cincinnati on Tuesday. Ann Thompson reports about its visit and focus on technology.
The reason you can't hear any noise coming from the Proterra Eco Ride is because it doesn't make much. Cheviot's Roger Hildebrand saw the bus's unique design and got on to take a closer look.
I like it. It's quiet. Can't even tell it's running. It's nice.
Same with Paula Hsu. She works across from Cincinnati's Government Square where the bus parked on Tuesday. She enjoyed the quiet spin around the block, noticing big differences from the regular diesel bus she rides.
Especially because buses are so noisy because I ride them every day and I know.
Both also like the zero emissions and the energy savings. Cincinnati Metro has been talking to the maker of this all-electric bus for more than a year. Sally Hilver says her drivers and mechanics looked forward to checking it out.
They had the bus in our area. We said, can we play with it for a day? So we're taking the bus out for a test spin today. Going to play with it on our hills, make sure that it can accommodate Cincinnati's unique geographic idiosyncrasies, if you will. So again, it is something that we're very interested in and are looking at for the future.
This would build on Metro's history of green technology.
We have hybrid buses. We have mini hybrids, which emulate the emission savings of a regular hybrid. So about 20% of our fleet is already green. And as we're looking forward, I think it's important for us to review new technologies that are even greener.
Hilver says most buses are purchased with government grants. That would be the case here, but Metro is still a ways away from applying. The Proterra Eco Ride looks a little different than a diesel bus. Its door opens to the side. There's a big window in the back that brings in plenty of light, and of course, it has connectors on top to plug in for a charge. Sales Director Mike Hennessy joined us for a short ride.
Not only is it a green technology, it is the future of public transportation. So we've gone from diesel to diesel electric to compressed natural gas and some other alternative stepping stones, but the all-electric bus represents the future, and it's here today.
Hennessy says Proterra buses are in Pomona, California, San Antonio, Texas, Tallahassee, Florida, Seneca, South Carolina, Worcester, Massachusetts, and Louisville, Kentucky. They aren't cheap. They cost $900,000 each, plus about $90,000 of electric for the life of the vehicle. Hennessy says the price is coming down. He compares it to the price of a diesel bus with 12 years of fuel. Company founder Dale Hill sits in the ergonomically correct driver's seat and explains why he started the company. It's his ninth.
I turned 50 and nobody would hire me.
But goes on to explain he's always been interested in green technology and built a LEED certified house in the 1970s. In the 90s, he built the first U.S. hybrid electric fleet of buses for the city of Denver.
There is a paradigm shift occurring in the transit industry because of the price of fuel, because of people are much more aware of transit today. They want quiet, they want clean, they want comfort.
Hill says his is the only electric bus that can fully charge in 10 minutes.
We'll never make a battery probably that'll allow a bus to run 18 hours a day. But let's come out of the box. What does a bus do? A bus repeats its route every hour, comes back to a common point, has a 5-minute layover. So if I can give you a bus that I can restore an hour's worth of energy in 5 minutes or less, yet have the ability to run for 3 hours in case I have to miss one or two layovers because of traffic, then that bus will replace, in many instances, a diesel bus on a one-for-one basis.
Experts predict that by 2018, the sale of all-electric buses will quadruple. Worldwide, most of these buses will be in Asia, but the technology has made it to South America. Uruguay says in 3 years, it will have 500 buses running on its streets. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.